You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner. People tell us their best stories in a new series we call Here's What Happened. Today, Melissa McQueen of Denver. Her story contains some graphic descriptions. Back in 2001, she was 26, Melissa went hiking on Mount Evans with her husband, her father-in-law, and her dog. Well, they got lost, and a spring snowstorm set in. Melissa says it was getting late. It was hard to see anything. They were wet and exhausted. Then here's what happened.
We laid down and we decided to use the dog as a pillow, and we found some waterproof matches and got those lit, but there was nothing that was dry enough to burn. We tried burning everything, including the money out of my husband and father-in-law's wallets. And we laid there, and the first thing my father-in-law said was, "Well, we're at risk for hypothermia, so we better not fall asleep." And then it felt like instantly both the guys fell asleep. And so I decided that it was going to be my job to keep everybody awake all night. So I was quizzing them. What's your birthday? What's my mother-in-law's birthday? What's your favorite gift you ever got? We decided in this haze of the hypothermia that since my boots were wet, we should get them off. And the only thing we had at that point that was dry and warm was my stocking cap. So we put that over my feet and just laid down. And I just remember at one point during the night, my feet bounced together and they made this kind of crunching noise. And I always say it's like two frozen chicken breasts hitting each other. And it was at that point where I think I started to realize that this might be more serious. When we saw the first light hit Mount Evans in the morning and the storm had blown over and the sun came up, we had just been waiting all night because my mother-in-law knew where we were, knew when to expect us, and we knew she'd call search and rescue. Then we heard a siren. I had seen my feet at this point because the stocking cap had fallen off at some point during the night, and my feet were kind of a whitish gray with bruising on them. So they flight for life'd me off the mountain down to an ambulance. All this time I felt fine, but the ambulance guy who was attending me said, "We really don't want your feet to thaw in the ambulance because once they start to thaw, it's going to be incredibly painful." And I got to the hospital and I mean, I just can't even describe the pain of it once my feet started to thaw. The most surreal moment was lying on the bed in the ER. I looked up and there was a TV on with a news reporter covering our story and standing at our car at the parking lot in Guanella Pass. I was in the hospital for 10 days because they had to make special shoes where I didn't put any weight on my toes because my toes had the most damage. Once a week, I'd go see this terrific orthopedist who would examine them and say, "Still can't tell what's going to live or not, so let's just wait it out." After about 3 months, I said to my doctor, "You know, I'm a little concerned that the middle toe is going to fall off, and so I think it's time to do surgery." They amputated all 5 toes on the right foot, and then on the left foot, they amputated the 2nd and 3rd toe. I got to keep my pinky toe and the one next to it, and then they left the big toe because they weren't sure if it was going to survive or not. We figured out later that it wasn't, and so we had to go back and do a second surgery to remove my left big toe. I started hiking again. 2 years ago, we climbed Kilimanjaro, and I just started rock climbing this last summer. So I always laugh when you hear people say anecdotally, like, "Oh, people without toes have bad balance and stuff." And I'm like, well, I rock climb and do yoga. In hindsight, there are definitely changes we've made to the way we prepare for hiking and how we hike just to make it a little safer and try to make sure this doesn't happen again. We always hike with a GPS now. We carry extra dry clothes in our pack. And we try to be respectful of the mountain and the weather now. People talk about, you know, like owning the 14er or whatever. And we're like, no, the 14er let you come up to the summit that day. You didn't own the 14er. I am so judgmental of other hikers now because I know what can happen and I know how lucky we are. But we still keep hiking, you know, because we love it. And it's the outdoors.
Melissa McQueen of Denver. Her husband, father-in-law, and dog were just fine, by the way. Oh, here's one more thing she had to say.
It's funny, the question I get asked most often now is, can I see your feet? I will throw it out there if you guys want. I'll show you my feet.
And so we posted a picture Melissa was eager to share to CPR.org. That's also where you can go to share your best story. It has to be true, and you have to love telling it. Visit CPR.org and tell us what happened. Next week, how Susan Crisfield of Wheat Ridge turned a car accident into a way to buy meals for the homeless.
Even now, I think about that every time I see my scratched bumper.
That's next Wednesday on Here's What Happened. And that's Colorado Matters for today. Our show is produced by Andrea Dukakis and Kelly Griffin. I'm Ryan Warner. Thanks for being with us.